Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, June 19th, 2023, through Friday, June 23rd, 2023. Monday, June 19th, 2023. Russian national charged with ransomware attacks against critical infrastructure. Mikhail Pavlo Matveev, a Russian national, was charged in two unsealed indictments with using different ransomware variants to attack numerous victims throughout the United States, including law enforcement agencies in New Jersey and Washington, D.C., as well as victims in healthcare and other sectors nationwide. From Russia and hiding behind multiple aliases, Matveev is alleged to have used these ransomware strains to encrypt and hold hostage for ransom the data of numerous victims, including hospitals, schools, nonprofits, and law enforcement agencies like the Metropolitan Police Department in Washington, D.C. According to the indictment, from at least 2020, Mikhail Pavlo Matveev, a.k.a. Wazawaka, a.k.a. M1X, a.k.a. Boris Elson, a.k.a. Uhordian Ransom War, allegedly participated in conspiracies to develop three ransomware variants. These variants are known as Lockbit, Babak, and Hive, and Matveev transmitted demands and connections with each. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, June 20th, 2023. IRSCI deploys four cyber attachés to locations abroad to combat cybercrime. IRS Criminal Investigation is scheduled to launch a pilot program where cyber attachés will deploy to four continents across the globe to combat cybercrime, focusing on tax and financial crimes that use cryptocurrency, decentralized finance, peer-to-peer payments, and mixing services. The four individuals tapped to serve as cyber attachés have significant expertise investigating cybercrime and will work with the IRSCI's law enforcement counterparts in Asia, Europe, South America, and Australia. IRSCI is the criminal investigative arm of the IRS, responsible for conducting financial crime investigations, including tax fraud, narcotics trafficking, money laundering, public corruption, healthcare fraud, identity theft, and more. IRSCI special agents are the only federal law enforcement agents with investigative jurisdiction over violations of the Internal Revenue Code. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, June 21st, 2023. Reality show cast member pleads guilty to 15 felonies, admits multiple frauds. Radio personality and Basketball Wives reality show cast member British Williams pleaded guilty to 15 federal felonies and admitted committing tax fraud, bank fraud, insurance fraud, and three separate pandemic fraud schemes. According to U.S. Attorney Sailor A. Fleming, British Williams has admitted an unusually large number of frauds that victimized taxpayers, banks, credit card companies, individuals and programs that were intended to help struggling businesses and employees during the COVID-19 pandemic. Williams admitted underreporting her income on tax returns for 2017 through 2019 and falsely claiming a niece and nephew as dependents, thereby avoiding $29,366 in tax owed. Williams fraudulently used Social Security numbers not assigned to her to open accounts with credit card companies and banks, which resulted in losses of $28,537 to those creditors when she failed to pay them back. Williams opened several bank accounts using these Social Security numbers. Williams also admitted to committing the crimes of pandemic fraud and insurance fraud. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, June 22nd, 2023. Village Home Care CEO and two doctors pay $490,000 to resolve False Claims Act allegations for paying and receiving kickbacks. Village Home Healthcare LLC has agreed to pay $225,000 to resolve allegations that it violated the False Claims Act by paying kickbacks to two physicians in the form of sham medical director or sublease agreements in exchange for patient referrals. Joy Rodock, VHC's CEO, has agreed separately to pay $105,000. On January 15, 2021, the United States filed complaints and intervention in two whistleblower lawsuits brought under the FCA against VHC and Rodock, alleging that they knowingly billed Medicare for home health care services for patients referred to VHC by Dr. Vishna Reddy from November 15, 2012 through November 14, 2014, while paying Dr. V. Reddy under sham medical director agreements. Although Dr. V. Reddy performed no services, VHC paid him $50,000 to induce him to refer patients to VHC. The United States further alleged that VHC and Rodock knowingly billed Medicare for home health care services for patients referred to VHC by Dr. Kuchakula Reddy from December 1, 2012 through March 5, 2014, while paying Dr. K. Reddy through his medical practice under sham sublease agreements. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Friday, June 23, 2023. Foreign national charged in $1.8 million wire fraud and money laundering scheme. Amadou Kane Diallo was charged in an unsealed indictment with allegedly soliciting investments under false pretenses and using investors' funds to support his own lavish lifestyle. According to court documents, Diallo, 44, a Senegalese national and resident of Laguna Niguel, was the CEO of two California-based companies, Virtual Advisors LLC and Liquid, Inc. Diallo allegedly solicited investments in his companies from at least 11 individuals for purported business opportunities in technology, healthcare, real estate, home ownership, and service to the African diaspora. Diallo allegedly made various false representations, including that investor funds would be sent to further investors' interests or not to be spent at all, and instead used the funds as skin in the game to attract institutional investors. Diallo is also alleged to have lied to potential investors, claiming that he had raised hundreds of millions of dollars for another investment firm and its real estate investment fund, when in fact he had never raised any such funds. Diallo allegedly caused at least 11 victim investors to pay him, Virtual Advisors, and Liquid more than $1.8 million. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.